True Story Part 1.
Get ready to listen to this month's graphic story.
In the 18th century, colonization was a political and economic strategy. British military was sent to Australia to form a penal colony. Here, a British officer named Watkin Tench tells his story.
How the British colonized Australia. January 1788. My name is Watkin Tench, and I am an officer in the British Navy. After 8 months at sea, our fleet of 11 ships reached Australia. We transported 850 prisoners from England. Their punishment is to work in this new land, far from their homes. I went ashore a few days after we arrived. We were in Botany Bay. You know, Curtis, Botany Bay was discovered 20 years ago by Captain James Cook. I saw Indians for the first time. They were fascinated by Curtis, the son of one of the officers who was with me.
I have never seen a person's body painted like that.
They were amazed by our white skin. We exchanged gifts. This first meeting has gone well, but Curtis is a bit scared. We should return to the ship. Later, I talked to Captain Philip, our commanding officer. I went to Botany Bay, but it's not the paradise that Cook described. There's not much fresh water. It would be impossible to grow crops.
I have explored another bay. We will go and settle there.
The 26th of January, 1788. The prisoners were put ashore at Port Jackson. There were 200 women and 13 children among them.
Fresh air at last! I couldn't breathe in the ship's hold.
This is our new prison. We can't escape. We are miles from anywhere. I would rather be here than in a prison in England.
We quickly put the prisoners to work.
Faster! We need wood to build cabins for the officers and their families.
These trunks are as hard as rock.
There! Gunpowder is faster.
We're going to die. This heat is unbearable. I've never seen such tough roots. The ground is hard. Nothing will grow here.
I observed the prisoners. They spoke bad English, and I sometimes had trouble understanding them.
How long did you get? 10 years. I killed me husband 'cause he beat me. Me husband snuffed it on the voyage. Now the men who don't have wives here keep bothering me all the time.
We organized weddings so that the women would not be attacked.
In the name of the King of England, I pronounce you man and wife.
But there was lots of stealing in the camp.
Drop that gun!
That one stole gunpowder!
We are here to see that justice is done. You are sentenced to death.
The hangings were supposed to dissuade the prisoners from stealing.